I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look at this bad man right here. Look at him. That's a man right there. Kevin Lee from the UFC. How you doing?
Yes, sir. How you doing? I'm good.
We're excited. Thanks for coming in today. Tickets go on sale for Rochester's first UFC event, and it's UFC Fight Night, May 18th. And our guest in studio is Kevin Lee, your headline, and taking on Dos Anjos.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Brazilian.
You're coming up a weight class to do this, right?
Yeah, and it's actually got a lot of buzz about it. A lot of people are excited to see me perform at the highest level that I can without having to cut that extra 16 pounds for sure.
What's the number, the difference between a lightweight and a welterweight for those that don't know?
15 pounds, which, you know, you're bouncing up from 155 to 170. Right now I'm sitting at about 180, something like that. So,
will you put weight on after weigh-in?
No, I'll stay about the same. You know, I think speed, athleticism, that and that durability makes more sense than trying to, you know, I'm not going to try and pack on no weight or nothing like that. I want to show up as healthy and as full as possible and probably show up about the same weight that I'll show up for a 55 fight without having to dehydrate myself no further. So
the May 18th is the day. When does training begin for this fight?
As soon as I get back to Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm in Rochester right now. I mean, I'm enjoying it out here, though. It's nice. It's a beautiful city. So
now, when this combat is your job, how many, and you've got, what, you're 17-4, so you've got a career, you know, numbers. How many fights can your body take a year? Well, I guess it depends on.
Yeah, I mean, 3-4 you want to shoot for, you know, the body can only take so much more, so much impact. You know, it takes a long time to get ready for these fights. I got 7 weeks to the date right now. As soon as I get back, I'm full-fledged. Sure. Two times a day, getting the body ready for some bones getting crashed into me. So
now, by looking at me, you probably can't tell that I've been beaten up a lot in my life. whenever and people, I'm sure, ask you all the time, what's it feel like when you get hit in the face? Yeah. But I would imagine when you're in the moment, the lights are on, the crowd's screaming, the adrenaline's pumping. It probably don't hurt till later, right?
Nah, you don't feel that. You don't feel the hit in the face, at least. When you got 20,000 people screaming and like that. I mean, you feel the leg kicks. I ain't going to lie to
when
you.
All the air
you don't feel them. You don't feel them right away. But, you know, the punches in the face, you're going to roll with them. You're going to keep moving. I mean, you're going to feel some. But, you know, hey, it's part of the job.
I hear you. You signed up for it. I don't feel bad for you. You knew what was coming.
I'm thinking, like,
they pay me good.
First thing he did, just a little behind the scenes sneak peek, he took a picture of his picture on the front page of the paper here. He said, I'm going to send it to my mama. I'm going to send my mama. And I thought, oh, man, because you know me, I have a son. And I'm like, how does your mama feel about your chosen profession? Mm. And she's used to it by now?
Yeah, I mean, it takes some getting used to. But,
I can imagine.
She done seen enough other guys' moms cry to be like, oh, okay, so, you know, you ain't too bad at this. Like, let me.
Like, will she come? Does she come and watch you?
She's only ever come to one fight. You know, she don't really, you know, she can't really handle the nerves and the stress.
There
I think she handles it worse than I do. So I try my best to give her everything so she ain't got to, you know, worry too much. She'd be all right, you know.
Kevin Lee headlining the big event coming up at the War Memorial on the 18th of May. Tickets go on sale today. How did it start for you? Did it start with wrestling or boxing?
Wrestling. Yeah. Wrestling through high school. You know, that seemed to be the easier way. You know, I was already in school. You got to stay a couple hours after. Mm. I mean, it's a hard sport, especially to get started in. Takes a lot of dedication, a lot of everything up out of you, but it ends up paying off.
When Ultimate Fighting started, did you say, man, this is for me?
Yeah, I said that even before going out for wrestling. George St. Pierre was kind of the first person I saw fight. Mm. And I was like, oh, okay, I can go ahead and get at a shot. You know, I think I can make something out of that. So I went out for the wrestling team, and what you say, the rest is history, right?
Yeah. Wow.
For you, man, this is something. I've never been to an official UFC-sanctioned event.
Oh, so, it's going to be different for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, explain to me what the... I mean, I've been to some independent promotions.
Right, right.
But this is the big time, the big show.
Yes.
What do people... What can we expect?
It's like the difference between going to an NBA game and, you know, your local high school basketball game. You know, I'm taking on a former world champion who's already fought the who's who of the division. And the UFC is different than boxing. You know, you got a whole card, 12 fights that are lined up. And if no one's ever seen a live UFC event, it's going to be... You know, you never forget your first one, I think.
Sure.
Like I said, it's a little different than even boxing, and you hearing them impacts of them bones and kicks and, you know, feeling somebody squeeze and, you know, you can, like, hear the blood pop out of them. So you're gonna enjoy yourself. First event in Rochester. I'm excited for it. It's going to be good.
When you're in the cage and you're just really... You're in control of the fight, and you're having your. And it's almost like you're toying with them. You don't want to finish them yet. You know, like, I'm going to make you regret signing up for this fight.
Yeah.
And you get their face to where they're all puffy, you know, when you see that.
Yeah.
How long does it take that to go back to normal?
For somebody's face to go back to normal?
Yeah. I wasn't going to say how long does yours, because I imagine you do that to others.
Yeah. I mean, when I fought Edson Barboza in Atlantic City last year, he left pretty, he left black and blue and you know, messed up. And nice guy, too. I actually kind of felt bad for him.
Yeah, but when your forehead is going out as far as your nose.
He took a minute. Yeah, he took, you know, it's going to take you about 6 weeks, I think, to heal from something like that.
And you're just looking out of slants.
Yeah, and you just got to go, you know, to the grocery store and have kids stare at you, you know what I mean?
That's awesome,
Part
man.
Of the job. They pay you for it.
Well, man, with an ambassador like you, the UFC's Fight Night, May 18th, stands to be a huge success, man. I thank you for coming in here today. I'm sure they probably got you running all over town. You ever been to Rochester before?
No, first time. First time in Western New York total, so I'm kind of enjoying it.
All right, man. Nice. If you want to have some fun, I'm your guy.
All right, my man. Right? All right, say less. All right. You know, I ain't getting to no barroom fights with you, but, you know.
Tickets go on sale 10 o'clock this morning. Interestingly, there's an 8-ticket limit. That's how they think these tickets are going to go so quickly. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. The event, of course, coming up on May 18th. Get your tickets today.
He's a bad man, Kevin Lee. Stay healthy, man. Best of luck to you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.